Hello? Yeah, it's recording now. Okay, good. Are we all on?
Yes, I think we're on.
Okay. So we were holding here in the long piece in the Siv Emunah, I believe. And it's going on the Chazal of the Tayag Mitzvahs, Nemra, and then the David Hemidon Yud-Aleph, the other one, Hemidon Zayin, and so on, Al-Vav, Al-Gimel, and he's going to explain that. So last time we saw the piece that deals with the whole musig of Tayag Mitzvahs, Keneged, Shasa, and Ramach, and so on, and now he's going to go to the first one about David. It's on Amud Reish Tes, the left hand side towards the bottom. For David Vemidon Yud-Aleph. So the first one to sort of compress the inyan was David, who was Vemidon Yud-Aleph. Ein Ratzalayim Chassid Shalom She David Yivchayz VeYimet HaMitzvahs. Does not Chassid Shalom mean that David came to be Memayit Mitzvahs, that you only have love Mitzvahs? So what he's trying to say is that the Tayag Mitzvahs, the point of Tayag Mitzvahs is to create a framework for a person to be kosher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a key word here, Ad Shelodom Dveikus Bo Yisbaruch Bakol. Let's just give a marshal for this. Imagine a person is looking for a shidduch, a person is meeting somebody. A person has a whole different array of personality traits. One looks for someone similar to, and one is attracted to somebody similar, and that's the person that I sort of want to make things happen with. The more areas the person is similar to me, the more comfortable I'm going to feel with the fit. So Tayag Mitzvahs are there that every aspect of a person that is shayach to the divine tzura should develop and should get its tikkun to be close like Rosh Baruch Hu. Ubav alom idas lasod gankei bezit vorm at sheyushan biyadam ha-shalom v'degit v'yitz barach. And what he said was, I will give you a framework to focus on that will give you the same shleimus if and when and if you do it that resembles more or less the entire tzura that Akash Baruch Hu wants. Let's go back to the marshal again. For instance, let's say I would like somebody that, you know, they have an IQ of 200 because that's very important to me, and they sing like Caruso because I'm very musical and that's very important to me, and something else like that. If I over-focus in one area, so I may think that so-and-so is the perfection, but they're only perfect in one area and that's sort of distorted. I would rather have somebody who is 80% of what I want in all the areas than 150% of what I want in one area and lacking an awful lot in the other areas. There's a certain sense of what can we extract so that the person has a sort of balanced tzura that would enable him to be David HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we were looking for a type of thing like if we were to imagine Schar Olam Haba to be brownie points, kind of, if you do, each mitzvah has a certain value, translated into money, well, money is money, and what difference does it make where it came from and how it came? It's, I have, you know, X amount of monies accumulated from different mitzvahs. But that's obviously not a very good marshal. It's all about having a certain surah and a certain balanced surah, and therefore it's going to have that surah, Daima Takar Shparachu. I want to add just a point to this. This is somewhat of an explanation of the conundrum of mitzvah she'i hafshah sozeh de'achirim. There's a... the halacha is, Talmud Torah is more chashev than any other mitzvah. You have a choice of sitting and learning, or perhaps doing some sort of, going to bake matzvahs. Matzvahs, I definitely should sit and learn. But let's say it's Yevshah Sosa Dechayim, and there's no one else around that can bake matzahs well and can make them. I have to go and bake the matzahs. So how do we explain that how do we explain that Chashivas is, so are mitzvahs more important than Talmud Torah or less important? If they're more important, then why are they not always go for Talmud Torah? And if Talmud Torah is more important, why is it always go for mitzvahs? And then there are many different explanations, but part of it has to do with it. If it's a mitzvah that's efshel asosa de'achirim, means that mitzvah is not specific to me. It didn't show zechavek that this is my shleimus and my tikkun, because someone else can make matzahs and do it as well as I can do it, or better than I can do it, and that's fine. So therefore, Talmud Torah in sense, in ruah chashivas is certainly more chashiv. But if there's a mitzvah, Yevshal Seyed Echerim, that means it has shaykhus to my tzura. It's Yevshal Seyed Echerim. It's something that I need to do it. And if it's incumbent on me to do it, that means that it's vital for me in the tzura klolis. So then I could not possibly shirk my responsibility. Could then I be missing something vital? I remember many years ago, I was a young boy. I had a friend in yeshiva. His brother got engaged. His brother's name was Sigmund, and his caller's name was Shirley. And they had an advertisement a while later in the newspaper that it was an airline, some airline, had a picture of a very, very scholarly-looking fellow, sort of a philosopher, scientist type, and then under it, a picture of an attractive young woman, and it said, Sigmund had the brains we were looking for, and that's on top of the picture of that fellow, but somehow Shirley got the job. That was on her. They think it would be wonderful to have a PhD as a stewardess, but given the choices, there are other things important for a stewardess other than just being a PhD. I gave it to them as a wedding gift. I actually, there is a sequel, unfortunately. I bumped into his brother again many years later, like 40 years later, a few years ago, and he told me that Shirley wasn't the one they was looking for either. She's long gone from the picture, and I guess Sigmund found somebody closer to Sigmund, I guess. I'll go upon him. But the point is, it's a hashlama klolius to... David said, if we want to focus on a few points, these are going to be the point. So he says, it's not vada ain't David said bashlom.
Just a quick question, Rabbi Pianz.
Yes, sorry.
To qualify for the heter of Yevshal Asos Ol Da'achirim,
that's
only a chitzoinistic drisha that I'm the only one who can bake the matzah, or even a pneumistic like drisha, the person feels he's the one who has to bake the matzah, even though someone else could, but he feels he really wants to or has to do it.
So I think the general, I guess Koy Chazim Amak Dabur, there is, in terms of what people do actually, if you take the Rambam for a dry reading, it would be the way you said now, that it must absolutely, definitely be him. That's sort of the way one would say it. But if you look at, I guess in terms of what the Velt is Noyeg, there are some people, like for instance Rabbi Yashiv, who never, ever, ever did anything that someone else could do. You know, like baking matzahs. I mean, he sends out baking matzahs and he would not do it because halachically, the other person can bake, and many other gedolim did bake matzahs. I guess the Brisker Rav felt that no one else could do it the way he does it. Or some people felt that it's a mitzvah shebegufo of sorts, It's something that you're supposed to be involved, just like eating the matzah is a good for. Like, you know, it's I think it's a great area in terms of figuring out what you're supposed to be doing. Technically, it's only, you know, like mitzvah shebegufo, putting on tefillin, and a chesed that no one else can do, or let's say baking matzah, no one else can bake. I think technically that's the right interpretation of Rambam. But lemaisa, I think there have been different approaches by different golem, and they you know, each one sees it differently. Actually, if you want to hear an interesting, it's a little bit different, but interesting study in contrast. The Briska Rav sent Beryl Soloveitchik to learn in the Mir for his man. Yeah, I don't know what the cheshem was, but he went to the Mir. It was Elul's man. And shortly within the Zman, like 2 weeks into the Zman, Briska Rav sent him a telegram or a letter, what's going to be with the Srogim. Rabbi Ruchim was kind of horrified. I mean, we're Elul, it's all about tshuva, we're busy with 100 other things. I mean, where's the Srogim coming? And the Briska Rav he couldn't sleep nights anymore because it was the Esrog. So different approaches. So he says there is some sort of hashlama to the person these you're out for. V'zeh, ki odom tzorech hashlama b'chol ha-shashayech la-odom. V'yesh la-hashlama mitzad ha-nefesh ha-chiyuni. So a person, so what he's going to do now, the maral is, he's going to list the different aspects of the person, and then he's going to interpret how the different inyanim are hashlama to them. So he says like this. The person has a shlama mitzara nefesh achiyuni. That is sort of the physical life force in a person. V'yesh l'adam ha-shlama mitzara nefesh ha-medaberes, which is sort of more the human element. V'yesh l'adam ha-shlama mitzara seichu. V'kol eilu hen kochos ha-adam. Ki nefesh achiyuni v'fne atzmo, nefesh ha-medaberes v'fne atzmo, nefesh ha-meskels v'fne atzmo. V'aguf v'fne atzmo. So basically, you have the different kohos in a person, and these are dalad dvarim hima adam atzmai. So in the person himself, you have four kohos. Betzarach o chayya adam shalom im zulase mitnei adam. A person also needs to have some. There's a shleimus in his interaction in relation with other people. Kein adam nimtza ba'atzim levad and mitzarim zulase. Now, I want to point out the Maral in different places says this, and the point of Ben Adam Lechavero is not, as one would assume, listen, there are many, many people in the world, and they happen to be here at the same time, and therefore you've got to watch out and be careful and so on and so forth. It's sort of a result of the mitzias of others is mechayev some sort of isnagus papi the other. The real picture is that the person is, every person is in this world to be together with other people. But Ben Adam Lechavero is not being that there are other people in the world, be careful where you're going. But it's rather, your being in the world is to be with other people, and therefore there's a tremendous hashlama with that. Then he says, "V'yesh oich etzoshi ha'sholim im ne'odim shem sheyochim elav kroiv melav ve'einam k'moishav ne'odim k'nashom basim ipsarim." The hanhaga to be close with the people that are closer is also a hanhaga v'atzvay. And this is quite a fascinating chiddush. One assumes as follows: there's a tzedakah, so I have $1 million to give for tzedakah. I will. Who takes precedence? Well, somebody that I'm a karov, and so on. So we understand kirvan, friendship, as being something that is it's it's an enhancement, or it's a question in the Ben Al Mechabero, who comes first, who comes second, who comes third. The way he explains it is, no, it's a separate inyan to be close with the person that are close to him. Kirvas Basar is something that is a kirv in its own right. There's a Rabbeinu Bechaya, if you'll take a look in the Sariyat Torah on Parashas Bo, where he speaks on the inyan of Mishpachosam, eating Korbanos Mishpachosam, he speaks about the great importance of, especially Yom Tov, being together with Mishpacha, being Mishpacha together, and so on. The idea that Mishpacha is a significant element of what is Hashem is expressed there very strongly. Then he says, "V'tzorach Adam liyos an hagam yuchedes im oisim shem lechoykim, v'mershayim shem mershayim legamri mechok v'shem shem Adam." There is an hagar of a person with a rasha. The hanhaga of a rasha is not a lack of hanhaga. It's a hanhaga in a certain way. By telling a person he's not welcome in my home, community, society, there is a statement affirming a certain emes and so on. So that hanhaga with the chaykim is in whatever guise it takes, whether it's the makariv, whether it's imrachik, but that is a significant interaction that is nagia to the person's own avoda. So that v'tzorach oid eich yia hanagosim oisav she yisav b'maylo mimenu v'im hefech harishayim she'im chusim. There is also an ahaga of how does a person interact with those that are more chashev than him, and so on. Let's explain this point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that has a structure to it. There's mashpia and mushpa. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia on certain beings who are mashpia at the low ones, or mashpia at the still low ones, and so on and so forth. So mashpia and mushpa is anhaga, and these different elements have to work in tandem with each other and synchronize with each other. So part of that anhaga is, how do I shtel myself tzu to somebody higher? And once again, let's use this mashpia to understand it. The Pashto Pshat, when we stand up for a Rav or give him kavod or whatever, or parents, is that the Rav or the parent deserves special, we should have a special anhaga to him, and I give it to him. So it's not to do anything with me, really. It's for his, chashivas, hanah, however you want to call it. But that's not true. What it really is the way I structure myself in the Bria as a makabel from the Algeinim imeni and a mashpia to Dachtoinim. The my tsura in the Bria, part of my tsura is a makabel. Every element that Hashem will put into this world is a makabel and a mashpia at the same time. And you reflect it in your hisnagus as mashpia, and you reflect it in your hisnagus as a makabel. Those are important points to remember. So the person needs to have both of these elements in place as for his own development. I want to add a comment, a bit tangential, but understanding this will help you understand it. There's a famous Apikorsish question. Was Adam HaRishon born with a navel, being that the navel is there as a result of being attach them with a umbilical cord to the mother, and somebody has to cut it off, and that's why we have the navel. So, did our mission have one or not? That was that's one of the questions that's been around possibly somewhere between 8 to 10,000 years. And the answer to that is definitely. And I want to explain what the definitely means. It's irrelevant. Every idiot understands that, I mean, whether Adam was born from mother and somebody stood and cut it, or a Kodesh Baruch Hu created a person that way, it's one and the same. But the Pnimius is the navel in a person is a stamp that he came from someplace. That every single person is a mushba, and his own mitzias is a mushba. And therefore, it's part of what makes a person is a stamp in him. I mean, we all understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made it without leaving a mark. We didn't have to have it that way. There are plenty of other good systems. You could have by osmosis stuff coming. You could have it come off effortlessly, like teeth, you know, milk teeth fall out and they don't leave any mark behind. You know, and believe me, there are many ways to plan it that it come out okay. That's not something that's a question. But the question is, the Pnimius HaDavar, what is something that one would expect to find on a Tzuras Adam? And the answer is yes, Adam B'Tayras Mushba is part and parcel of what Tzuras Adam is. And the Bris Mila is Adam B'Tayras Mashpia. But it's important to understand that that's what it is. So a person has in himself a chelik of Hashlama as a Mekabel. Then a certain Hashlam with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the ultimate Mashpia. And then ultimately, the thing a person is the most Mashpia with, the thing that's furthest from a person that he can, is are things, objects, and the Tzura of Hashpa with things is a Tzura of Momen. Those are different elements that a person needs. Shleimus, these are the different, so to speak, it's like a puzzle that when it's a two-dimensional puzzle, everything has to click into place in two dimensions. Three-dimensional puzzles need to have three dimensions and so on. The person has 11 dimensions in Ruchnius, and each one has a place, has a tzura of being mashlim. Okay, that's one. Two, Poyel Tzedek. So it's very interesting, Chazal use a different Mesholim. Kigoyin Abba Chilkia. So he says, Dova ze yedua, ki ha pe'ula, shepo'ol odom, umitzad ha-nefesh ha-chiyuni, she'ilav ha-pe'ula, sh'are ha-behema, she'il ha-seichel, igankin ba'al ha-sapula. So he says like this, the pe'ula, that a person action, activities that a person does are all in a lower life force, so to speak, the same life force that animals have, people have, and that's where activity comes from. Where's the shleimus for the parts of a person that have no real ruchnias, das, seichel, and so on and so forth? So he says, "Ein adavu zeh kol shekol." Shei David omar kol atzmoi zeh kamarna. V'chol achalokim shem la'odom nichnazeg la'odom v'ma'odom v'tzorich sheyushlemu. The Oma ki goin abe chilke sheyse nafshe b'shleilus v'tzad shanefesh lo v'yopol v'yoshe v'etz. So this is a point where we say that when a person, all parts of a person are connected to his pnim. And if a person has worked on himself enough, so a person will, let's say a person sees something that he shouldn't see. A picture's flash in front of his eyes. One person, most people will be riveted or attracted, and some people will be repulsed by it, will instinctively look away. They're not going to have to think about looking away, it's just, that's how the body is. So the body can develop a certain kedusha. The body can develop a certain shaychus, and that is the shleimus of the guf. And therefore he said, Abba Chilke, it says in the Gemara, it says how he was honest and everything he did was eiskehalf and so on. One. Two. This is very fascinating. He says like this. Yeah, yes.
Sorry, just, back on the goof. Is that what Rav Yisrael Salanter meant by Tikkun Amidas?
Well, what he means is more basic. What he means is a person's thinking and understandings and activities do affect the person's guf. For instance, a soldier who's trained a lot will instinctively, almost reflexively, jump in a certain way, move in a certain way. The guf itself, given having been exercised enough and the mind understanding things in a certain way, if it's used strong enough, though the person constantly thinks, the person's constantly mulling things in his mind, the person actually gets a certain hashlama of his reflexes become kedushtik reflexes. I think I'm almost told over the book in Al-Shachar Kaddish about Vayach Levav David. Stop me if I said it. It's a beautiful book in Al-Shach. It says that when David cut off Shaul's Me'il, so it says Vayach Levav David, David's heart, so to speak, skipped a beat. And he didn't go further. He retreated. So, what's the Vayach Lev David? I mean, it's like he had conniptions, so he backed off. So the Al Shachar Kaddish says, David's pulse, David had a deifik of kedusha. His pulse was kaddish, and if his heart skipped a beat, his seichel may not quite have figured out why it's not good, but his instincts already grasped that it was wrong for him to do it. David and Malach, the same kina of Ragle Malicha Zosi, when you worked out the person's the guf, it follows along. It's the same way they say that by the door of the Mabel, the Hishk is called Basas Darko. It certainly wasn't a problem with the giraffes and the elephants. It's not that they had done affairs, they're not capable of doing affairs in this. But human nature had left its stamp on the Bria, and since people were so bad, This is what they left the terrible stamp on the Bria. So he says, so Reb Safra, now he speaks about, sorry, let's get back to this point. He says, Midas ha'emes is shayach to the chelek ha'sichli. It's very, very fascinating to hear this. It says, Choysomesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. And a person's seichel, pure sichli, is shayach. The morale always associates it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with kedusha, and that is shayach kedusha. That is the metzias of kedusha. The metzias of seichel, pure seichel. There is no way that seichel can accept something that's a lie. The only way that we accept things that are less than truthful is because our ritzonos, our dimyon, massages it. I'm not so comfortable with the truth. I'm not so comfortable with this, that, the other thing. I see it differently. It says by the Meraglim, it says in Eicha, the parshas in Eicha go in alphabetical order, most of them, except that the pe and the ayin are inverted. And Chazal say, sheikdimu pe la'ayin, that they were makdim the pe to the ayin. And that's why, you know, they said, what it means, they were makdim pe la'ayin is, first, they had decided what they want to say for whatever reason, and then they just went along with it. The ayin went along with it. You know, then they saw what they said they would see. So the I was reading something fascinating. There were a group. There was a group of tourists, I think journalists, touring a site. In North Korea, they were touring the capital with a guide. Obviously, they're very good about, you know, having people look after the tourists. And there's this massive, huge, uncompleted hotel that sort of dominates the skyline there. It was supposed to be like the biggest hotel in the world. And somewhere in the middle, they decided that it won't stand well, whatever it is. And it's sort of this big hulk standing there doing nothing. But it doesn't exist on any official. It doesn't exist in any official capacity. So someone asked the tour guide, "What's that big building there?" And he says, "What big building? There is no big building there. I don't see one, and you obviously don't see one either. So don't just say there's a big building there." So that's kind of a little bit of a, it takes a lot of avoda to get to such a madrega, but the seichel mitzat seichel does not. Not sable sheker, doesn't deal with sheker, except that Ritzonos and Taivis impose themselves. It's fascinating. I was once reading a description. I was reading this an autistic, very famous autistic woman, who's I think she's a professor of some sort of animal stuff. Maybe her name is Gardner. I don't remember exactly, but she, you know, she actually succeeded in holding a career and so on. But there are certain things that she can't deal with, and one of it is she has a very hard time recognizing a lie. The only way she can deal with statements is to take them at face value, the way a computer would. The idea that somebody might be kidding, fibbing, lying, promising not coming through, were things that kind of just the type of mind couldn't work with it. Very, very interesting metzias. The seichel itself doesn't deal well, but we have an irbuv of dimyon and etzonos and taivos, and that sort of allows us to distort the mind. Then he says, "V'ama lo rogel l'shen ezer Yaakov, u'shleimus nefesh amdaberes, shelo rotza lahotzi mipiv dover she'enay." So he says over here, "Lo rogel l'shen ezer Yaakov, he didn't want to be motzi mipiv dover she'enay." It's interesting because Motzi Shemra is Dava She'eno. Lashon Hara is not, in Lashon Hara is even things that are true. So what does he mean here? So also it's a piv Dava She'eno. So I think what he means over here is Lashon Hara are things that are not meant to exist in the realm of Dibur. Just like it says by Lashon Kodesh, the Rambam says it's called Kodesh because words for the word Megunim don't exist. And the understanding is those things that are not meant to be spoken about do not have speech particles representing them. Lashon Hara is, yes, this person has X, Y, or Z, or this happened, or that happened, but they're not meant to exist as Dibur. And therefore, that's the shlemus of the Nefesh on the Beres. So this is something where in the interaction with the other people, the important nekuda is the recognition of the other person. If there are five of us that are meant to be here, then I have to allocate the space for each one of the five. each one of them needs that makom to be in. So Yor Lomus Chaveiro, Shalo Yor Adulterer, is a very good expression of the Shlemus that way. The Oma Cherpol Enosal Kreiva is a Mikarev Kreiva. Dovazesh She Yushlam Mevriyas Hashem Kreimelo, like you said before. But Dovazesh She Miskot Moshvayansi Vasholim. V'chakach Oma Nivzebeinav Zechiskim Akihudesh She Gor Atzomis Ovid. V'dovazesh Gnailavaz Ovid. Mikom Kloi Chasolov Shekim Shavid Rosha Mevazol Sokol Kacho Yisene Reshoyim. The Oma, this year, okay, so one, he was able to do what needed to be done for those that needed Mizrachim from Kal Yisrael. But the Oma, this year, Hashem Yichabed Hefevze, Ki Mitzara Tevei Roi Levazis Atzmoy. Kmo Yeshofet Mechudok Shro, Tam Chochem, Hayemim Mikisim Chapkim Nashkoi, Vecholzef Rolinoi Kach Mavriya Shem Tzadikim Hefev Horshoi. So you have all of the elements of properly putting each element in the Bria in its place. The Tov has marked as Tov, and the Ra marked as Ra. Nishpa lahara v'lo yomir, hu ha-shlomo in b'yre, kasher yoris Hashem, v'davaz nira b'y, kasher nishpa v'lo yomir, v'zei ikar shlomo in b'yre. The Shlemus of Shavua is as follows. When a person is nishba, the Ramban explains cryptically in the beginning of Matos, but don't be there, Kabbalah, but this is, he says the word nishba comes from shiva, which is midos of the spheres, like a Baruch Hu. A shivua means I apply a Kaddish Baruch Hu to the world. I say, as a Kaddish Baruch Hu is true, so X, so Y, so Z. And therefore, it's a certain shlemus with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I'm just rushing a bit, I want to finish up there. V'chach asach ha'oid ha'shlom itzad momen, ki yesh ha'shem ha'mayne chova lo b'gufo el kachom ha'kas b'nasa b'nesha v'sher l'amad l'iloka. So these are both two ifanim we are showing at the moment. Okay, I get Rishon or Kaskos and Meneshach. I get Oyev Lekach Moment Achav Meshach Nachulakach. I read all of the verse. Hisho ba'adam hu gufoy v'hishem ba'achve. Atche be'eli all of the verse. Yishlam v'chol asha epshaloi. Okay, we'll hold it here. I was drafted to go to Rabbi Teitelbaum's, and I call it Mudis, the old Mudis, or it's Warrensburg. Rabbi Gerstenfeld couldn't make it. I don't mean he has on things, so he asked me to substitute. So I will not be here the next 2 weeks, and then it's Chodesh Av. So, it's your call. I'll probably be around Kodesh Av, but whatever the Elam wants, it's fine. So next 2 weeks for sure not. And then the next time. Okay, so.
Okay. Beseda.
Okay. There's also no internet connection in Warrensburg. It's maybe that Kedusha allows people. I mean, there is somewhat, but nothing, not enough to do any Skype. So it's really not feasible. Okay, good Shabbos.
Okay, good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos.
Follow up. Bye.
Good Shabbos.